With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Engineers in Maryland focusing now on the very difficult job of removing what's left of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Heavy lift cranes, including one that can handle 1,000 tons, are being deployed at the site of the collapsed Baltimore Highway Bridge brought down by a container ship. A flotilla of cranes, tugs, barges, and salvage vessels will be used to break the bridge into chunks that can be lifted to reopen the port. The bodies of four workers have yet to be recovered. Governor Wes Moore says the loss of the Francis Scott Key Bridge has a wide impact.
What we're talking about today is not just about Maryland's economy. This is about the nation's economy.
A state transportation official says there's already a focus on building a new bridge. I'm Norman Hall.
And it has happened once again, this time earlier today in Oklahoma. Officials there say a barge struck a bridge over the Arkansas River. No word yet on just how bad the damage is and if there were any possible injuries in that one. Also, at srnnews.com, defense officials meeting at the Pentagon with their Israeli counterparts to ensure any operation in Rafah would be conducted in phases.
When Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant visited Washington this week, it was said that he went with a long list of U.S. weapons which he sought to secure quickly. According to American officials quoted in media reports, the new arms package for Israel includes more than 1,800 MK-84 2,000-pound bombs and 500 MK-82 500-pound bombs. It's understood another 25 F-35 fighter jets, which had previously been approved by Congress, will also be sent to Israel. Washington gives $3.8 billion in annual military assistance to its longtime ally.
And this is SRN News. Pro-lifers getting a big payday from a Washington institution.
The National Air and Space Museum here in the nation's capital has agreed to deliver $50,000 in damages to a group of pro-life activists who were told they could not wear their March for Life t-shirts inside the building during a visit last year. A guard told the group that the museum is a, quote, neutral zone where free speech is suspended. The American Center for Law and Justice filed suit and museum officials have backed down, issuing an apology. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Wyoming, Republican Governor Mark Gordon signing a measure that will bar sex change operations for youngsters under the age of 18. That makes 24 states which have adopted laws designed to protect young people from the irreversible procedure designed to help them live as the opposite sex. In the meantime, transgender activists are fighting those laws. This is SRN News. Dairy cows in Texas and Kansas testing positive for bird flu.
The virus has also been detected in New Mexico. Officials with the Texas Animal Health Commission confirm the flu virus is the type A H5N1 strain, known for decades to cause outbreaks in birds and occasionally infect people. The virus is affecting older dairy cows in three states, causing decreased lactation and low appetite. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the milk supply remains safe. Experts say livestock appear to recover on their own within 7 to 10 days. John Scott reporting.
They are getting tired of the weather in California. Yet another round of very heavy rain, and in the higher elevations up to 2 feet of snow. And forecasters say even more is likely between now and Monday afternoon, up to 3 inches of rain already in one part of Southern California. More details at srnnews.com.